Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The report for November 9th, 2020.
Epidemiology. A systematic review of 39 articles on venous thromboembolic events in COVID-19 by a team of cardiologists and molecular biologists from the Central South University of Hunan, China, found that D-dimer, fibrinogen, and activated PTT may be useful in predicting thromboembolic events in patients with severe COVID-19.
Understanding the pathology. Physicians used enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, or ELISAs, to screen 72,401 patients at Mount Sinai Health System for the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein antibody and found that 30,082 patients tested positive with a titer of 1 to 80 or higher. With quantitative microneutralization assay demonstrating that spike protein titer level positively correlated to neutralization titer, a subgroup of 121 patients had titers drawn at multiple time points, 30, 82, and 148 days after symptom onset, and their ELISA titers still positively correlated with the neutralization titers after 148 days, suggesting that patients infected with SARS-CoV-2 form long-lasting neutralizing antibodies and that the understanding of the kinetics of these antibodies could aid in vaccine development.
Management. Infectious disease physicians at the Imperial College of London reviewed publications about bacterial and fungal co-infections with human coronaviruses and found that in 9 studies, 8% experienced co-infections during hospital admission. Because most patients across all studies received broad-spectrum antibiotics, authors suggest that the seemingly low occurrence of co-infection may be attributable to the empiric antibiotic use and recommend conducting prospective studies to inform antibiotic stewardship during the COVID-19 pandemic. Members of the World Association of Perinatal Medicine proposed consensus statements regarding SARS-CoV-2 infection in pregnant patients based on the review of the literature. They comment on diagnosis, screening in laboring patients, maternal and fetal complications, vertical transmission, delivery mode, breastfeeding, and appropriate setting of care, and the use of antiviral medications. This can be viewed in full on our website at covid19lst.org.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, lst.org.